Oasis Audio presents Though Waters Roar by Lynn Austin, read for you by Pam Turlow. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3, NIV. It was ironic. I lay in my jail cell on a squeaky iron bunk, gazing at the stained mattress above me, and I remembered the day I first understood the meaning of the word ironic. I couldn't help smiling at, well, at the irony of it. The meaning had become clear to me 10 years ago, on the day my grandmother, Beatrice Monroe Garner, was arrested. That day had also been a Saturday, just like today. Mother had been distressed because Grandma Beebe, as we called her, would miss church services tomorrow if Father didn't go down to the jailhouse and bail her out. "She can't spend the Sabbath in prison," Mother had wailed. "Please, John, we have to get her out of there." My sister Alice and I had been eating breakfast with our parents when the telephone rang. The device was brand spanking new back then in 1910, and we all stopped eating, listening to see if it would chime our party line exchange of 3 short rings. When it did, Mother unhooked the earphone and cupped it to her ear, standing on tiptoes to speak into the little cone-shaped...